The first reading today, St. Paul talks about what God has chosen, the things that are not very wise, those who aren't very impressive, those who are not, to bring to naught those who think that they're something. And the reason he tells us that God does this is so that no one can boast before the Lord. It's an interesting point. So God chooses the ones that the world wouldn't expect. Because if we were expected, we'd be looking at it and say, well, of course God picked me. Of course he did. Why wouldn't he pick? Of course. There wasn't anybody better that he could have found than me. No. All we can do when we look at anything good that we are able to accomplish is to praise God, because we can't take credit for it, because we know it's not by our own doing that we've been able to do this. That's the great thing. But in a society like ours that is so filled with arrogance, it's hard for us actually to be humble. It shouldn't be if all we do is stop and look at our sinfulness. And if we look at the fact that of all the people on the face of the earth, you and I probably aren't the ones that the world would have picked to be able to say, you should be chosen by God for whatever purpose. So we can't boast. We can't think of that, of how wonderful we are, because we have nothing to brag about if we really look at it that way. So we have to give the credit to God. In the meantime, the call for each one of us, as we hear in the gospel, is to die to self. If a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, then it produces much fruit. Now, obviously, we can see that in light of the martyrs. It's easy enough to be able to recognize. But even if we're not called to martyrdom, every last one of us is called to die to self. And that actually is a far more difficult martyrdom than to put your life on the line. To be able to learn to say no to our own thoughts and desires and so on, to say yes to God, to overcome our selfishness and learn true charity. Those things are really difficult. And in the context of what we were talking about a minute ago, to overcome our pride and to learn humility, perhaps the most difficult of all, especially in a society like ours. Remember, Father John Harden was writing about that when he was in the novitiate, and the priest who was the superior called him in one day and said, I'm going to send you home. And he talked to the man about it and about his vocation. The man said, all right, I will give you one chance. And I think he gave him a month. And he said, I have to see something that's humble. Just something that's humble. And Father Harden, who was a very humble man by the end of his life, said never in his life had he found anything so difficult. Now, most of us would look at it and say, well, I should be able to do something that's humble. Right, you know what we would do? We would be so proud of our humility that it would be worse than what we started out with. And then we'd brag about how humble we are. It doesn't work. And so if we look at somebody who's very saintly like Father Harden, and he says that the most difficult thing that he had ever had to do in his life was to come up with one thing in the course of a month that was humble. You take somebody who's that smart and that talented with all that ability, we can understand where the pride would be there. But you would also think with all that kind of ability, he should have been able to be able to make an act of humility of some sort. That was what was most difficult. So if it's difficult for somebody like a Father Hardin, how difficult is it going to be for people like you and me? It ought to be easy. When we look at our sins, when we look at our circumstances, humility should just come naturally. It doesn't. And so, like that grain of wheat, we have to die to self. We have to overcome our pride. We have to overcome our selfishness. Because he said, if it doesn't die, it just remains alone. But if it dies, then it produces an abundance of fruit. That is what he's looking for from each one of us, an abundance of fruit. Isn't that exactly what he told us? He wanted us to go forth and bear fruit, great fruit, he said, that will last. Pride can't do that. Only humility, with its concomitant charity, is able to do that. So, maybe it's a great opportunity for us to learn from Father Hardin. Challenge yourself and say, maybe in this next month, see if I can do one thing, if I can just find one thing that I can actually be humble about. And don't get proud about your humility. If it was that difficult for him, it's probably not going to be too easy for us either. But he had to start with one. By the end of his life, he's an extraordinarily humble man. So if he can do it with the grace of God, so can we. To die to self in order to live for Jesus Christ.